We are on the edge of a coastal storm that is located to the southeast of Long Island this afternoon. The storm is in no rush to go anywhere. In fact, it's going to wobble over the next couple of days. Eventually, it'll probably do some kind of loop before being pushed off to the east. That kicker is going to be a front that comes in on Saturday. That's what's actually going to kind of nudge that storm out to sea over the weekend. So on that fringe of the storm, we are going to deal with some unsettled weather. The impacts around here won't be particularly high, but there is going to be the chance for at least some rain over the next couple of days. Storm impacts will be greatest to the southeast, across especially southeastern Massachusetts, where there is going to be heavy rain, along with high winds and also the potential for coastal flooding. Around here, again, the impacts won't be too great. There is going to be the chance for some rain at times. The rain chances will be greatest to the southeast of the Albany area, and the rain chances will be lower in areas to the north and west of the capital region. So you may need that umbrella at times over the next couple of days. We've already had some rain around today south of Albany through portions of the lower Hudson Valley into Connecticut, where it has been rather chilly and raw as well. So heading into tonight, we are going to have the chance for some showers, again, mainly from the Albany area onto the south and east. So if you can kind of picture a map of the northeast of eastern New York and western New England, if you were to draw a line from, say, about Rutland, Vermont, through about the Saratoga, Lake George area, and then southwest into the Catskills, areas along that line and to the south will have the best chance to see at least some rainfall at times. Temperatures tonight will be largely in the 40s. We will have some 30s north and west of Albany, where there will be at least some breaks in the clouds. Heading into tomorrow, again, the area will be split, with the most likely area of dry weather to the north and west of Albany. Those rain chances will ramp up the farther south and east you go. Temperatures tomorrow will be in the 50s, may hit 60 to the north and west, where there is the best opportunity to see some sunshine. There's still that chance for some rain around on Friday, with that kind of regional split, with temperatures in the 50s to near 60. And then on Saturday, a cold front comes in. That may set off a shower later in the day, but much of the day on Saturday should be free of rain. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower south, low 36 to 44. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a shower mainly south, high 55 to 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower in the Catskills, low 36 to 44. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a shower mainly in the Catskills, high 55 to 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, cloudy with periods of rain, breezy, cool, low around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain, windy and raw, with highs in the low to mid-50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly cloudy with some showers possible, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with the chance of some showers, breezy and cool, with highs in the 50s. Region-wide on Friday, variably cloudy, a chance of rain. The highest chance will be south and east. Breezy, high 55 to 60. And on Saturday, partly sunny, chance of an afternoon or evening shower with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For WAMC, meteorologist Garrett Argianis.